What's going on, guys? We are on to our next little adventure together, our little story time, if you will. So there's been something that I've heard said many, many times throughout the last, I want to say, 5 to 10 years, that my generation is the generation that has dealt with more bullshit than any generation prior, consecutive bullshit, meaning event after event after event, all big events kind of snowballing in on themselves and moving on. And that idea really started to sit, marinate, and resonate with me. Oh, don't mind my Mando helmet. Anyway, so across the board, it's something I started to marinate on and kind of get into and wonder, was it true? Is this just a generation that is a little narcissistic, very narcissistic, and wants to play the victim mentality of woe is me, all the horrible things that have happened to us? That's why we're not the same as our parents or our grandparents. And I started to look into it a little bit. And it's funny, I started to set from the year I was born, which is 86, till today, 2023. And start to go through the major events that I could remember, that could go through my head, that really just sat there and resonated, you know, just kind of glued into my mind of the things that had happened. And then I decided to do a comparison to someone who would have lived an entire life prior to me. So I'm 37, but I decided to go from 1910 to 1986. That is a person who lives 76 years, which typically is the average for most Americans. Boy, was I harshly woken up to the ease for which our generation has had it. I compiled a list for both things that I could remember and a couple of things that really stood out in our time. Then I did the same for the generation of 1910 to 1986. And I gotta say, their list is by far bigger. There are certain things that I put into play in the list of 1910 to 1986 that I did not do in a similar list from 1986 to 2023. Reason being, I tried to primarily focus on the things that affected me, affected my generation, affected our nation, because of the importance that they've had on our generation. I added in a couple more things for the 1910 to 1986 generation because even though that not many of them are U.S. bound, that generation is really the first generation that the world started to come together as an interactive neighborhood, not just what happens in Europe stays in Europe, what happens in the Americas stays in the Americas, what happens in Asia and stays there. And this generation, especially coinciding with the fact that World War I and II were both fought in this time period, really showed me how much the world had changed in such a short period of time. Realistically, 76 years is not a long time when you look historically and look at how many empires, nations, governments don't last that long, or vice versa, have lasted for hundreds of years. So I'm going to kind of go through a list that I've compiled, and I'm going to start with our time frame. So things that really stood out, things that, you know, I'm sure there's things I missed in this list, but these are the things that I could off the top of my head pull out. Chernobyl, year I was born. We had the fall of the Soviet Union. We had the first Twin Towers strike in 93. There was the Gulf War. There was Waco, when the FBI attacked that compound in Texas. There was the federal building bombing, where they had that truck that blew up the side of the FBI building, if I remember correctly. 99, there was Columbine, the first school shooting, the first of mass school shootings that carried on, which I came to find out it was not. Y2K, there was all the panic behind that. Then 9/11. 9/11 started a cascading effect of things that just really affected the world, really affected us as a nation, really affected where we were going as a country. The Afghan war started, the Iraq war, something that really stuck in my head because of getting involved and trying to help get family gas and everything was the Northeast blackout in 03. You know, I was getting gas for my uncle and my father took it down to him, and it was absolute fucking madness during that time period. People were cutting off each other at the gas stations, stealing, there was violence happening real quick. It got crazy and scary very fast. And we came out of it fairly quickly for what it could have been, but it was just another instance of how fucking crazy people can be. And then there was Katrina, a lot of damage, it was a bad time for most people. We had the financial crash of 08, where it was our own version of the Great Depression, our own version. It was nowhere near what the Great Depression was, but it was still something that people lost their jobs, financial sectors just went crazy, and it was a scary time. And I really wasn't, I didn't own a house, I didn't have a family, I wasn't making real money at the time yet, and I was still kind of in that phase. I was 22 at the time. I was still in the let's fuck around and have fun phase. Some say I still am. Bin Laden was killed in 2011. There was the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. There was the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. Violence continuing. We had Fukushima, the nuclear disaster there, which not a lot of people want to really address it. And a lot of people say it was a nuclear meltdown. And it was because of storming and, natural events. And it could have been far worse than it actually was. But a lot of people seem to forget about it and that there's still effects happening over there from it. Let's see, what else? COVID. And I'm leaving the political side of this, with presidents being elected and the impacts that they had. But at the same time, COVID really just shaped everything for us from here on out, I feel. It has really separated us and divided us and has created this new social civil war, for lack of a better word. We're in warring factions at this point, both politically, morally, and I worry that COVID is really going to be the thing looking back that snowballs us into some greater conflicts, and that was just simply the spark that nobody realized ignited the fire. We had the horrific withdrawal from Afghanistan and the failed event, military supplies being left behind, allies being left behind, just improperly done. And meanwhile, the terrorists that we've spent all that time fighting, lives spent, money spent, communities destroyed, weapons used, soldiers coming back mentally and physically wounded beyond repair in many cases. We withdraw like amateurs, and that is our first day at the fucking rodeo, and we've never done this dance before, and the people we were fighting walked back into power and just simply waited us out, just like every other world power has done when they've gone into Afghanistan. It's almost like our governments do not learn from history, do not learn the lessons of history, do not look at things and go, maybe these great nations weren't able to take over the Afghanis because the Afghanis have A, B, C, and D. But that's another conversation. We are in the Ukraine war now. For those of you who believe the bullshit that we're not there, must be nice in fairy tale land. We are spending billions and billions of tax dollars, our money, my money, your money, on stuff we have not signed off for or agree with. I feel for the people of Ukraine. It is horrible what's happening there. But, and I'm not trying to be callous about this, one small nation that most people cannot point to on a map should not bring the rest of the world to the brink of World War III again. Just my opinion. January 6th, I forgot to throw that in. You know, whatever side of the fucking fence you sit on determines how you feel about that. So I'm not even going to get into the details on that because I'd rather not go down that road. Let's see. Am I missing anything else? Fall of the Soviet Union. I don't think I said that. So one of our greatest enemies at the time, throughout much of history since World War II ended, who were our uneasy allies during the war, the Soviet Union fell to pieces, and all of Eastern Europe scattered into these fragmented countries, and there was nuclear weapons all over the place. Everybody was trying to figure out where money was, weapons were. You know, it was a disaster. It had such a domino effect through the world and really helped solidify us as the world power until the last couple of years. All right. Again, I'm sure I missed stuff. I'm sure there's events that I'm not thinking of. If you guys have any events that I missed, please put them in the comments below. So let's go with the 1910 to 1986. The Republic of China, it has the Communist Party established in 1912. Okay, not a big deal till you see it in the grand scheme, just like I was saying about the Ukraine war, and just like I'm saying about COVID. Maybe those are one of our big events that we don't see till years later. The Titanic sinks in 1912. Let's see, 1914 to 1918. It was June 28th of 1914 to November 11th of 1918. World War I was fought. One of the most brutal, grueling, disgusting, horrible wars that has happened in human history due to the fact of the trench warfare, due to the fact of the no man's land, due to the fact that mustard gas was being used. Just the sheer brutality and horror of that war was devastating to the psyche of the planet because of the bodies left behind, because of the horrors done to each other. And it also showed us how disgusting war really can get, because it no longer was just swords and bayonets and things like that. Chemical weapons were being used. Tanks were really starting to be rolled in, and it was just really the development of the science of war started here and continued to snowball until what we have now. We have bunker buster bombs that can go, I believe it's a mile underground before it even explodes. You know, it's just, it's a business now at this point. Humans literally spend time, money, energy, and lives figuring out how to kill each other better and faster and more grueling. I didn't know this. 1915, the U.S. was occupying Haiti. Guess it's always been in our DNA. The Russian Civil War begins in 1917. So that is going to have a cascading effect well into the USSR when it is the Soviet Union. The 2019, the Treaty of Versailles, which punished Germany for the war, World War I, and it redraws the lines on Europe. Ottoman Empire fell, if I remember correctly. You know, the world changed dramatically. Again, superpowers shifting hands, and it seems to be that over in Europe, the superpowers kind of have this cyclical event in that particular area. And I think the fact that the U.S. is so physically separated is a big reason why we've been able to keep our power solidified the way it has been. So let's see what else. 1918 to 1920, the Spanish flu, the pandemic that lasted 2 years, that when you look in many studies and cases also say that Spanish flu probably didn't start in Spain, and also that it may have continued killing people, not because of the Spanish flu, but because of pneumonias that were being developed by people who wouldn't stop wearing masks because the bacteria was growing in it. And there's a lot of evidence to show when they do autopsies on bodies that were buried during them that these people weren't dying with Spanish flu in their lungs. They were dying of pneumonia. Does a little jab there on that one. Clearly, the mask thing really worked. Something that breaks my heart. 1920, Prohibition begins. For those of you that know me personally, I am a avid bourbon drinker and love it. So Prohibition would have been a hard time. I put this little tidbit of information in because to me, being someone who really has done a lot of reading on World War II, this to me helps set the ground and the foundation and the beginning of such a crazy and interesting time in human history. 1921, Hitler becomes the Führer of the Nazi Party as hyperinflation begins in Germany. So, for those of you who don't know your history as much, the Führer was simply the title of the leader for the Nazi Party. Moving on. 1922, the Russian Civil War ends, the monarchy is removed, and the Soviet Union, the USSR, the Communist Party establishes the country again. 1924, 2 years after winning the Civil War, Lenin dies. So this creates the power vacuum where Stalin ends up winning and becoming the leader of the USSR, Soviet Union. Our first actual school shooting / killing of innocent children. 1927, the Bath School disaster. It was a bomb concealed in a truck and killed 38 students, 6 adults, and 58 were hurt from there. Horrible. No school should ever deal with this, but it was interesting that this is not something I've ever heard about till I started digging into this generational history. And to me, also very interesting that there weren't things done from there to start securing our schools to the radical way that it is now. And trust me, I have 2 little kids. I'm completely okay for and want security for our children. But 1927, it's almost 100 years ago. And we still haven't really done anything. It's just, it's interesting to me, you know, the way the media and politics plays throughout human history. So 1928 to 1930, and I put this in for a reason because I think it will help establish where we are today against China. So 1928 to 1930, the Chinese famine, millions died. Food was scarce beyond a level that when you do the reading, I pray none of us ever experience. And it really helps set the foundation for where China is today with its desire to grow and take over everything. 1929, the Great Depression. I do not care what anybody says. I do not care who in my generation says we've had it hard. We have never had to live through something like the Great Depression. You know, you look at stories, you see articles, documentaries, people were putting wood saw dust into bread mixes just to fill them. People were eating food that was molding and rotting and just anything they could just to live, and how skinny people were and how small they were. You know, it's just, pray we never deal with anything like that. Let's see, what's next? 1933, Hitler becomes Chancellor of Germany. And the domino begins. The New Deal begins in 1933. It's the USA's plan to try to pull us out of the Great Depression. I put this in just because they're so famous. 1934, Bonnie and Clyde are shot dead. Everybody knows of the criminal couple and their fame, but 1934 is when those two were killed. 1934, the Night of Long Knives. For those of you, again, who are not into history, this is the time period where Hitler solidified his power, killing all opposition and other party leaders, removing any obstacle in his way that could have stopped him from having total power in Germany. The U.S. ends the Haitian occupation. I like how that rhymes. In 1934, so we no longer were occupying Haiti. 1937, the Hindenburg crashes and burns. 1936 to 38, the Great Purge in Russia. I put this down because a lot of people don't realize how many Russians have died under the hands of communism. 700,000 Russian citizens at the order of Stalin were murdered. 700,000 people were murdered because Stalin wanted them gone. And then as a show of regret, the two commanders he had carrying out those actions, he sentenced them to death as a public execution to basically say, these two are the reason that did it. These two men are why all those people died. Meanwhile, they were simply following Stalin's orders. All right, 1939, Germany invades Poland, kicking off WW2, and there it goes, off to the races. During this time, 1940, the USSR was still having internal conflicts. There were three wars still carrying on. So even while they were fighting in the World War, even while they were getting involved in Europe, they were still dealing with such internal conflict because clearly communism works. They had the Chechen insurrection, the Winter War in Finland, and the Katyn, I think I'm saying that right, massacre. More Russians dead at the hands of the communists. 1942, something that affects the rest of human history. The Manhattan Project begins. 44, D-Day, U.S. steps into the war, beaches of Normandy, tons of soldiers killed, really reshaping the war, getting our involvement in, really realistically saving Britain and our Western allies because Russia was coming from the other side. But either way, the Germans were kicking their European asses. And because of a lot of backdoor dealings, a lot of shady stuff that the U.S. was doing because we wanted to be involved in the war, but our population did not want to be in war. There's an oddity. Those in power versus the population not being aligned. So D-Day was where we got involved. And I don't think a lot of people realize this. D-Day became such a problem for the U.S. and was such a mess was because we did bombing raids across that entire area and did not realize that the German machine gun nests were so heavily fortified and entrenched. But either way, the plan didn't go as planned. 1945, April. Hitler commits suicide, ending World War II in Europe. Main reason being, the Russians were knocking at his doorstep, basically. August 6th and 9th, the U.S. drops two atomic weapons on Japan, devastating those Japanese cities. Never before has humankind seen such destruction in an instance. And hopefully, never again will weapons like that be used on a city. It's a fear we constantly have. September, Japan surrenders to the U.S., basically saying, you got me. I put this in just for the fuck of it. 1948, Gandhi is killed. So, a lot of people don't understand the beef between China and Taiwan. In 1949, the Republic of China relocates to Taiwan, meaning the government of China that was running it as a republic moved to Taiwan, taking the Taiwan government over basically and establishing themselves there while the communists held mainland China. That is why there is such a beef between the two. It is the old regime with the current regime. That is why the communists in China want Taiwan back. They want to kill them, eliminate them, and get rid of the past, which is what the most communists do. Erase your history so you don't learn from it. 1950, the UN gets involved in the Korean War. And in 1951, the Treaty of San Francisco officially ends the hostilities between the U.S. and Japan. And now we have an amazing friendship with them. So let's see, 52, the Allied occupation of Western Germany ends, and in November 1st of 1952, the first hydrogen bomb is set off. Two very different weapons, both devastating effects. In 53, the Korean War ends. 1954, the USSR activates their first nuclear reactor, which sent echoes of fear throughout the U.S. and, quite frankly, most of the world, because it just showed that the Soviets were carrying themselves at a technological pace that no one realized they couldn't keep up, but they were showing that they were still advancing at quite the pace. Another pandemic, 1957, and I had never heard of this before, a global pandemic called the Asian flu, which lasted a year, spread through the world. 59, the Cuban Revolution is won by Castro. So now we have communists at the at our fucking doorstep. 62, the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we, I would think, all know, were terrified that we were at the brink of nuclear war because we wouldn't be able to stop a nuclear weapon being shot from Cuba. And JFK told the Russians he was going to sink their ships, which would have been an act of war. And we really were at the brink of war again, because we ended in 45, and in 59, to be on the brink of going back to a global war would have been bad. Would have been real bad. 63, JFK was killed by the lone gunman. Bullshit. 64, the Civil Rights Act passed, which also socially was such a groundbreaking thing and really helped, really helped just establish where we would be able to go and our aim as a country. But then you also still had so many of those who were extremely racist and, you know, wanted to just kick poor people down, or, you know, just the disenfranchise and the separations that the races were still dealing with, especially back then. The Civil Rights Act still passed. 65, Malcolm X was killed. I actually forgot to look up the year that Martin Luther King was killed, and I'm drawing a blank right now, but obviously those things all happen. Something I really had completely forgotten about, and it's something that we don't talk about as a nation much anymore. You know, we talk about the horrors of war and the devastation that war is, but the My Lai Massacre, which no one really talks about it anymore. And for those of you who don't know what it is, in 1968, during the Vietnam War, there was a battalion of soldiers, 26 U.S. soldiers, that walked into a village and started killing and raping the civilian population. 503 people were killed by these 26 men. It is such a stain on our country, such a stain on the things that our military has done, and just shows you that no matter which country you come from, we all have horrible people amongst our ranks. And, you know, the brutality of the Vietnam War is just that they felt justified to kill those civilians. And they basically, if I remember correctly, a lot of the justifications, they were saying that they didn't know who was actually the enemy anymore, because the enemy was constantly hiding inside the amongst the civilian population. But, you know, let's try to explain the rapes of all those women. Oh, wait, we can't, because it was a fucking massacre. It's just the horrors of what human nature can become. 69, the Manson murders, which just sent fear through the U.S., sent fear through the local population. Woodstock happened, another cultural shift across the board. 73, Roe versus Wade. The first decision on it passed, again, sending social shocks and culture shifts through the entire population. You know, obviously, now I've actually forgot to bring that up in for our generation. Now we've had it shot down, an affirmative action shot down by the Supreme Court, the same court that put it into place. It's very interesting. Let's see. 1975, the Fed saved New York from bankruptcy, issuing billions in loans, which I did not know about because New York was on the brink of bankruptcy and collapse. Would make sense why the fucking crime got so bad in New York at that time. 76, the Church Committee. And this is something I've been wanting to do more research in. So the Church Committee was hearings on the three-letter bureaus, FBI, CIA, if I remember correctly, and the IRS. And they were holding them to task and expecting accountability for these federal agencies that thought they could just do whatever the fuck they wanted and had no accountability to anybody. The U.S. gives up the Panama Canal in 77. A big one for us, our own Chernobyl, Three Mile Island. Nowhere near as devastating, nowhere near as bad, but we had a nuclear reactor meltdown close to the civilian population. 80, there was Iran seized U.S. hostages. 1980 again, the Soviets invade Afghanistan. And this is where I brought this up, because this is something we don't seem to fucking learn from. We started arming the Afghanis, started training the Afghanis, teaching the Afghanis our ways. And then when we were at war with the Afghani people. They were using our own tactics against us. This is where bin Laden learned how to fight. This is where bin Laden got indoctrinated and became a zealot. And gotta say, we've really shot ourselves in the foot with that one. 81, the assassination attempt on Reagan. And I kind of just, at that point, because this is so much shit, jumped straight to 86. We had the U.S. shuttle explosion for the space program, basically kind of putting it to bed for basically ever. And before any of you start with the moon shit and the fucking flat earthers that I know, I'm not going there. You can make your comments, put it below. We'll worry about that conversation later. You know who I'm talking about. But all those things in one person's lifetime happened. All those things have echoed throughout our history, have left markers in history. And to the fact that we ourselves, our own population, are dealing with it. Let's just go with the USSR invading Afghanistan and the effects that it had on us later on. Because so many of them felt abandoned. So many of them decided that the U.S. had taken advantage of them, used them, and then left. We did it again. We did it again. It's like we don't fucking learn. But that being said, guys, it's all craziness. Thanks for listening. And hopefully we stop with all the bullshit from here on out. Love you.